Sometimes going to the grocery store can be chaotic. There doesn't seem to be enough time to check the list, make sure everything is there, search for the best prices, and take the time to make sure you get the best quality meat. So let ButcherBox help you out. Giving you peace of mind, ButcherBox delivers high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust straight to your door. No grocery carts required. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or hormones, 100% grass-fed, free-range, and crate-free. What more can you ask for? What about free shipping, customized box plans, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, tips, and tricks? You really can't go wrong with ButcherBox. Sign up at butcherbox.com/morningcup and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/morningcup and use code morningcup to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
When someone dies, they leave behind a mark and a void that may never be filled. On June 16, 2016, a young politician and mother was murdered because of the beliefs she had. A woman who, in death, left behind a legacy that, to this day, benefits causes that she truly cared about. So, if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Jo Cox was a young woman filled with love, pride, and selflessness. Calling herself a proud Yorkshire lass, Jo used her intelligence gained from Cambridge University and charity work to work her way up the political ladder and, after several years working for a number of charities, was elected in 2015 to represent the parliamentary constituency Batley and Spen as a Labour MP. The 41-year-old mother of two was described by many as a beloved woman and colleague, talented and completely dedicated, which is what made the events of June 16, 2016, all that more tragic and devastating. While on her way to meet with constituents in Birstall, West Yorkshire, a man ran up to her and shot her twice in the head and once in the chest with a modified 22 caliber hunting rifle. And if that wasn't enough, he finished his attack by stabbing her 15 times in broad daylight in front of the library on Market Street. A number of witnesses saw her attack, including 77-year-old retired mines rescuer Bernard Carter Kenny, who tried to interfere in the attack but was stabbed by the same attacker. Another man, a taxi driver named Rashid Hussein, was dropping off a fare when he saw the attack and started to yell at the unknown man to leave the girl alone. His response, "You just go away, otherwise I'm going to stab you." Within moments of the shooting, witnesses pointed police in the direction of Thomas Mayer, who was arrested shortly after and just a mile away from Joe's attack. When the weapons were recovered, Thomas declared to the arresting officer, "I'm a political activist." When all was said and done, Joe suffered from 15 stab wounds to her heart, lungs, abdomen, and arm, in addition to the 3 gunshot wounds she received. An emergency operation was conducted at the scene, but she could not be saved. Jo Cox's murder was the first of a sitting British MP since the death of MP Ian Gow in 1990, and the first of a politician since Andrew Pennington's in 2000. Her funeral, held on July 15, 2016, was attended by thousands. To say people were heartbroken was an understatement. Thankfully, the brave man who tried to help the young politician was able to survive after surgery and was later awarded the George Medal for his bravery, while the two arresting officers, PC Greg Nichols and PC John Wright, were given the Queen's Gallantry Medal for the work bringing down the murderer. So, who was Thomas Mayer? The 53-year-old was an unemployed gardener originally from Scotland, who had a history of mental health issues. He believed that all liberals and those on the left were the cause of all the world's problems and targeted Jo Cox because she was a vocal, quote, passionate defender of the European Union and immigration. He saw her as a traitor to white people. Unsurprisingly, he had links to the far-right political groups that included neo-fascist and neo-Nazi organizations, the British National Party, the Ku Klux Klan, and even sent letters expressing support for South African apartheid. His home was filled with damning evidence, and those who knew him described him as, quote, loner in the truest sense of the word, who never held down a job, never had a girlfriend, and never had any friends. Reports show that, on the night before the attacks, Thomas tried to visit a treatment center in Birstall, asking for help for his depression, but instead was told to return the next day with an appointment. Despite this and his medical history, a psychiatrist who examined him at the time of his arrest found no evidence that he was impaired at the time of the murder, that he knew exactly what he was doing. On June 18, 2016, when asked to confirm his name in court, Thomas responded, "My name is Death to Traitors, Freedom for Britain," which led the judge to announce that he would be handling the case as an act of terrorism as defined by the Terrorism Act of 2000. The judge, after Thomas refused multiple times to enter a plea, entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf and began the trial on November 14, 2016. Over the course of his whole trial, Thomas made no efforts to defend himself, rolled his eyes when Joe's husband gave a tearful tribute to his wife, and completely ignored the screens as the jury watched the CCTV footage of the attack. They watched him walk up behind Joe, stab and then shoot her, stab her again, and stab Bernard Carter Kenny, and then shoot Joe one last time. According to a witness testimony, he could hear Thomas saying, "Britain first, this is for Britain. Britain will always come first," after the attack. After just 90 minutes of deliberation on November 23, 2016, the jury found Thomas Mayer guilty of murder, grievous bodily harm, possession of a firearm with intent, and possession of a dagger. He was sentenced to life imprisonment the same day and has absolutely no potential for parole. In the wake of her murder, awards were given, songs were recorded to raise money. Both politicians and celebrities of importance from all over the world did things in her honor. Rock stars like U2 dedicated tours to her. The Italian Parliament established a committee on intolerance in her honor. Events were created, attended by thousands, and a number of charities benefited for the money raised in her name, all showing the true magnitude of her loss. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on June 17th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What interferes with your happiness? What are some things standing in the way of being the best version of you? For a lot of people, life, your past, and sometimes your current situation can cause roadblocks in your life. Mental health is incredibly important, and so many, including myself, can benefit from talking to a professional and working to dismantle those roadblocks. That's why I'm excited to talk to you guys about BetterHelp. BetterHelp knows no two people are the same and will help to assess your personal needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. These incredibly convenient appointments are in a safe and completely private online environment, and you can start chatting with your new therapist in under 24 hours. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling. You can message with your counselor at any time and get a timely response, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions, which means no driving to an office, no waiting rooms, and no awkward small talk. Just meaningful sessions with experts who specialize in things like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, family conflict, LGBTQ matters, grief, and so much more. There is truly someone there for everyone. And BetterHelp is committed to finding your perfect match, which means if you and your counselor don't mesh for whatever reason, they make it easy and free to seek someone new if needed. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling. And with financial aid available and access worldwide, they truly make it easy for anyone to seek the help they need. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/morningcup. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.